So this is Spacegate. I'm here at the Kennedy Space Center press site, and it's the day before the final shuttle launch. I was here some months ago when I came for the STS-133 NASA tweet-up, which was an amazing, amazing experience. And I have to say, there must be easily double the amount of media tents, cameras, people. Oh, it's incredible. So let's do a quick 360. In front of me there are one, two, three, four, five kind of little gazebo tent type things. The kind of things that if you had a slightly large back garden and you didn't like the sunshine too much, you might have one of those if you wanted to eat outside. And they are full of cameras, wires, people, and umbrellas because it's obviously raining. So just over from there is the water, and I can see some lightning towers on one of the other pads. Then we've got the American flag flying next to the countdown clock, the iconic countdown clock, which has counted down to missions to the moon and now is counting down for the final shuttle mission. And appropriate enough, just sneaking out, peering out behind the clock, I can see the shuttle. STS-135, Shuttle Atlantis, supposed to have already flown its final flight, but it's back for one more. And there she is. Wow. Along from that, along the edge of the water, already lots of tripods being set up. I've just put mine down there, so I've got a good spot, hopefully, if I can remember to find it in the middle of everything. And then continuing round to my right, you've got a huge Orion tent, the kind of thing you might have a big posh wedding in a garden. A few other smaller tents. The NASA tweet-up tent is there, and Boeing have a tent. Then what we've got, NPR, they're double-decker press tents up here. They've moved, there used to be some bleachers that you could sit on, but they're gone. We've got Channel 9, we've got another, what's the weather on the ones? CFN News 13, never heard of them. And then just continuing around, it's basically tent after tent after tent. Some with sides, some without, some with doors, some with air conditioning, some with umbrellas. Luckily, all of them with roofs, because it's been so rainy here. And then there's a kind of weird kind of pier that comes out of the side of the sloping grass and stands up for another 1, 2, 3, 4 different news outlets. And then just this enormous car park full of all of the sat trucks I've ever seen in my life. The big dishes all pointed in the same direction, obviously trying to bounce off the satellites and get their signal back to their news stations. And behind that, the imposing vehicle assembly building where they put the shuttle together with the external tank and the solid rocket boosters. Also where they did some work on the Saturn V, which is what took the Apollo capsules up to the moon. And back round to those original press tents. So this is one hell of a deal. I mean, we always knew that it was going to be, but just standing here and seeing all of this press attention, all of these cameras and press kits is quite something. Wow, this is going to be big.